American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 4C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to these dialogues. They contain the get passive. Number 1.
Was he promoted last month?
Yes, he got promoted on the first of the month. Number 2.
Was their house damaged by the storm?
No, it didn't get damaged. Number 3.
Has he been selected for the new job?
Yes, he got selected last week. Number 4.
Did Ted go to the hospital?
Yes, he got taken to the hospital by his wife. Number 5.
Will the engine be overhauled soon?
Yes, it'll get overhauled the day after tomorrow. Now repeat the dialogues. Number 1.
Was he promoted last month?
Yes, he got promoted on the first of the month. Number 2.
Was their house damaged by the storm?
No, it didn't get damaged. Number 3.
Has he been selected for the new job?
Yes, he got selected last week. Number 4.
Did Ted go to the hospital?
Yes, he got taken to the hospital by his wife. Number 5.
Will the engine be overhauled soon?
Yes, it'll get overhauled the day after tomorrow. Look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence and repeat it. Then change it to the get passive. Listen to the example.
He was hurt in the crash. He got hurt in the crash.
Now continue with the sentences in Figure 2. Listen, repeat, change to the get passive, and repeat your answer.
Number 1. Repeat. The work will be finished tomorrow. Change the sentence. Repeat. The work will get finished tomorrow. Number 2. Repeat. She was promoted last month. Change the sentence. Repeat. She got promoted last month. Number 3. Repeat. The captain was introduced to the general. Change the sentence. Repeat. The captain got introduced to the general. Number 4. Repeat. She's being sent to Washington. Change the sentence. Repeat. She's getting sent to Washington. Number 5. Repeat. They were soaked by the rain. Change the sentence. Repeat. They got soaked by the rain. Number 6. Repeat. 3 people were killed in the accident. Change the sentence. Repeat. 3 people got killed in the accident. Number 7. Repeat. Some flights have been canceled. Change the sentence. Repeat. Some flights have gotten canceled. Number 8. Repeat. A lot of homes were damaged by the storm. Change the sentence. Repeat. A lot of homes got damaged by the storm.
Look at figure 3. Look at the picture of the handgun. Listen and then write the name of the part that you hear on the line. Use the words in the box for the part. Let's begin.
Number 1. You squeeze this in order to fire the weapon. Number 2. This is a single round of ammunition. Number 3. This holds the cartridges in the handgun. Number 4. The bullet travels through this. Number 5. You look through these to fire the weapon.
Now look at figure 4. This exercise is like what you did in figure 3. Here you see a picture of a rifle. Listen to a part of the rifle and then write the name of the part on the line. Let's begin.
Number 1. This strikes the cartridge in order to fire the bullet. Number 2. This hits the firing pin when the trigger is pulled. Number 3. This pushes the cartridge into the chamber. Number 4. These are located on the barrel.
Now look at the answer page for this tape and check your answers to both figure 3 and figure 4. Look at figure 5. Listen to a text. You will hear the text 3 times. Then you will write a short summary of it. First, just listen.
Andy and Joe like to go hunting with their father. He knows a lot about firearms and is teaching the boys all about them. He is very strict with the boys when they are out hunting. He points out the dangers of being careless with firearms, and he tells them about the safety rules they should follow. He is teaching them proper maintenance of their weapons, too. Each boy has his own rifle and the necessary equipment for keeping his rifle clean.
Listen to the text a second time, and this time take notes. Use the lines that are provided. Listen and take notes.
Andy and Joe like to go hunting with their father. He knows a lot about firearms and is teaching the boys all about them. He is very strict with the boys when they are out hunting. He points out the dangers of being careless with firearms, and he tells them about the safety rules they should follow. He is teaching them proper maintenance of their weapons, too. Each boy has his own rifle and the necessary equipment for keeping his rifle clean.
Now listen to the text a third time and check your notes.
Andy and Joe like to go hunting with their father. He knows a lot about firearms and is teaching the boys all about them. He is very strict with the boys when they are out hunting. He points out the dangers of being careless with firearms, and he tells them about the safety rules they should follow. He is teaching them proper maintenance of their weapons, too. Each boy has his own rifle and the necessary equipment for keeping his rifle clean.
Now write a short summary of the text in Figure 5. After lab, turn to the answer page for this tape and check your summary. Now listen to a security policeman answering questions about cleaning firearms.
All right, on weapons. How important is it to clean a weapon?
Cleaning your weapon is the most important part of handling your weapon, other than knowing how to fire and actually pulling your weapon. Cleaning it is on your top priority of using your weapon.
Why is that?
If your weapon is not clean, it won't function properly. If it is clean, when you need to use it, you know it will work properly.
How often should a weapon be cleaned?
A weapon should be cleaned every time it is used, and most of all, anytime. Anytime is the best time to clean your weapon. It needs to be very clean so that you know when and if you need to use it, it's there and it will function properly.
Now, if you haven't fired it for a long time, would you have to clean it?
Yes, ma'am, you would.
Because it's just from gathering dust?
Gathering dust, particles, anything can get down in your chamber. As far as walking outside, dust, debris, anything can get in your weapon. Saying if you didn't have a holster or something to that extent, you just need to make sure it was clean.
Is a lot of training needed in order to clean a weapon correctly?
No, cleaning a weapon is very easy. You just need to make sure you have the inside basically clean. You want to keep your outside wiped down and free of dust and debris.
Can you give me your call sign?
What type of weapon do you carry?
Well, in the Air Force, we carry M16s, which we don't carry on this base. Well, there are a few places we do. We carry M16s and 9mm. We just got finished using 38s as handguns, but now we use 9mm.
In the Marine Corps, we use Beretta 9mm or 45. And if it's a high security base, we'll carry M16s or M60s.
Listen again and be ready to answer some questions.
Cleaning your weapon is the most important part of handling your weapon, other than knowing how to fire and actually pulling your weapon. Cleaning it is on your top priority of using your weapon. If your weapon is not clean, it won't function properly. If it is clean, when you need to use it, you know it will work properly.
How often should a weapon be cleaned?
A weapon should be cleaned every time it is used. And most of all, anytime. Anytime is the best time to clean your weapon. It needs to be very clean so that you know when and if you need to use it, it's there and it will function properly.
Now, if you haven't fired it for a long time, would you have to clean it?
Yes, ma'am, you would.
Because it's just from gathering dust?
Gathering dust, particles, anything can get down in your chamber. As far as walking outside, dust, debris, anything can get in your weapon. Saying if you didn't have a holster or something to that extent, you just need to make sure it was clean.
Is a lot of training needed in order to clean a weapon correctly?
No, cleaning a weapon is very easy. You just need to make sure you have the inside basically clean. You want to keep your outside wiped down and free of dust and debris.
Can you give me your call sign?
What type of weapon do you carry?
Well, in the Air Force, we carry M16s, which we don't carry on this base. Well, there are a few places we do. We carry M16s and 9mm. We just got finished using 38s as handguns, but now we use 9mm.
In the Marine Corps, we use Beretta 9mm or 45. And if it's a high security base, we'll carry M16s or M60s.
Now look at Figure 6 and write the answers to these questions. Number 1. What is one of the most important parts of using a weapon? Number 2. Why is it so important? Number 3. When is the best time to clean your weapon? Number 4. Is a lot of training needed in order to clean a weapon correctly? Let's check your answers. Number 1. What is one of the most important parts of using a weapon? Cleaning the weapon. The airman said,
cleaning your weapon is the most important part of handling your weapon.
Number 2. Why is it so important? So it will function properly. The airman said,
if your weapon is not clean, it won't function properly.
Number 3. When is the best time to clean your weapon? Any time is the best time. The airman said,
a weapon should be cleaned every time it is used, and most of all, any time. Any time is the best time to clean your weapon.
Number 4. Is a lot of training needed in order to clean a weapon correctly? No, it's very easy. The airman said,
no, cleaning a weapon is very easy.
This is the end of Tape 4C, Book 22.